Blog Talk Radio.
And we are indeed happy to come in your home, to love you, cards, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this present, very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged and on the count of certain conditions, then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we have never knew him before, wherein we come to understand him in a way we have never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bridge, but we would find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. And yes, today is Independence Day, is the 4th of July, but nevertheless, the Word of God must still go forth. And with me today is Bishop James Mustafa of Chicago, Illinois, and he will be bringing the Word to you today. Bishop James, your mic is now open.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. You're right, this is a day of blessing, of Jesus' thanksgiving. It's not only just Independence Day, it's a day for a country, but it's the day that the Lord has made and declared in it. As you were coming on saying, we just don't acknowledge God, brother. Because out there in the radio land, you talk about God, but you don't acknowledge God. We give God secondhand stuff, you know. The scripture said, all our ways acknowledge God, give us a path. But our path mostly directed by us. We don't call upon God to direct our path. We don't even speak God. We just put the feet in the pedal, and it's right. We don't do that. So, you know, I must tell you that if we did that, then I suppose it's like a fucking after the folks did first boy told us. If we did the things in that one verse there, we would deal from heaven and heal our land. And all we have to do is look at our land and so it's not healed. So we have not done what he said to us. So all the things can look around at everything that's happening, it has to be something that we haven't done, that God is allowing this thing to continue to happen over and over again. All the man shooting.
And knowing who the Redeemer is and knowing who
who God is and knowing who you are and knowing that without prayer, more than the bottom class. So you got to understand that. We need to lift ourselves. First of all, we need to lift the Lord. Because the Lord says, this army, this is about to go home and come to me. So we need to do that. But are we doing that? Now, go tell the truth, Jesus. We're not lifting the Lord. We're not lifting each other. We're not trying to build. We're just existing. I wouldn't lie to you. I've been here 88 years. We're just existing. We've got to stop that. We've got to stop resisting the evil. We put people in office. Then they come back and they rule over us. We don't get proposals to live at the house. They should do things for us. They rule over us. We don't get proposals for them and say that we pay tax dollars. We pay your salary. You should do what we say do. We do what they say do. They make laws. They confine them. That's why this brother's talking. He's done this time. Been out this one book, been out 37 years. He's confined a job. You understand? He got his own house and he got things going for him pretty well. But it's not the type of job you want. People, other young men, to have did that time. Because you do something wrong, that's a collective thing. You know, he was God for him. And this is the unforgiving government we're living in America. We need to try to get saved. America needs to get saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And practice it, not just practice, but collective practice. Because you've been practicing it for a long time, but you haven't practiced it wrong. You got yours. And it's to the other folks to get here. Bless one another. That's what we need to do. In the old days, back in the 40s, I'm coming along as a young teenage man, and before I was a teenage, I could see men and women, farmers, that after they had done all they could for the plantation owner, they still went out and made a field for themselves. They raised a hog or a calf for themselves. And then they ended up feeding alone.
And learning is the teacher. And
not do it. You do not exact it. I just said that I first started off, that was something that the family company and the folks request said, when you do these things that I'm asking, I was here for heaven, state of mind and consciousness, and I was in your glass. You going out and get some vaccines and get vaccines and more vaccines, and God said, okay, well, what's all that? I'll just stop it some. You know how the frequency goes up when you turn the volume on your mouth, it's more the volume that goes up. You turn it up. I can turn it up and bring all that delta barrier. Anyway, barrier. So when you see God doing that, he let you know you can't be me. You can't be me. I'm nature. Huh? I'm a tornado. I'm a hurricane. I'm a tsunami. I'm all of those things. And you see how one of those things can react. And you're going to take some vaccine and try to wipe out something. Come on, America. You're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. It goes to 5 years. That thing's going to change. No more than that. You can do that to yourself. Can we then listen to someone else who's talking? And they'll tell you what it is. If you can't do that, learn how to be timing. But learn how to be in one with your brother. No matter who they are, that's loving your one that comes back angry. Your God wants you to love those that don't love you, that despise you. He'll just love you. And that's beautiful for you to love somebody who loves that. But the other side of that, so that's what I say. When I come on that I'm talking about, I don't want to talk traditionally about it. I know the Bible. Fuck that. I know definitions. I know in-depth. I know shallow parts of it. I know how to let you double shout if I wanted to. I'm tired of that. I want you to learn how to exist on your own. I want you to bring back the thing that's back walls. This is a man that's not a history book. 100 years ago, bombed us. Yeah, man said they dropped the bomb on us. They dropped the bomb on us before the Japanese bomb for a bomb. You hear what I'm saying? Well, they had dropped the bomb on us at least 20 years before Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, 1921 to 1941, December 7, 1941, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. But they had already, you see, we can put this on. They had already bombed the black, plus Oklahoma, East Beer Florida. They had already done this thing. They knocked them out. They're in a city or town where they had businesses that circulate, the money circulated at least 37 times before it left out of the community. We don't have that. We haven't had that in some years. $5 gold into some man's pocket. Before an hour passed, they didn't close the store. They didn't come into the drop box and sold someplace. Else. Look at our communities. When we started doing a little bit better, somebody else on the other side, so I can allow it. To allow us to come in and stay with them. Stay in the community with them. And if they're careful, we'll bring that community down. I know y'all don't like me to say that. But all you got to do is look at it. When you go into any city, look, and they can tell you, they will have 10% that some people live here, just like you live if I'm here. They, you look at them, tell them the truth. And all we've got to do is turn that thing around. You turn it around, then God's going to smile. Then you start to, all you have to do is just quietly start to pick it up and turn that stuff around. And she wants God to step in and really make the best of you. That's something that you can appreciate. And you're already doing that because it's so crazy. You know, if you go back to Genesis 2 and 7, and God threw into man, Joshua, that was laying there and not able to do anything but just laying there in a form, but he grew into his mouth and the breath of life. Who is that God? This dead man. The breath of life. That's the breath of life. That's what it is. When we learn to do that, when we learn to stop acting like we got this, we got this then. I feel like I got this then. But when they told, the government told the silent, that you can't whoop the children. You can't whoop the children. You can't play for a minute. When they told them that the children took that as a thing to go out and do what I need to do. Remember, I ordered. And so that was a commercial way for the people around us, that owned everything, take more money off of us. That's sad. From the cradle to the grave. I can get the cradle traveled. But then they go deaf behave. Make it leave us alone. No, you can't do it because you have the gospel. And he's going through that. And he never stopped doing it because this old business ever had that step on it there. So we have to learn that. You know, from these companies, wherever we are, from state to state. And then I can't just believe it that we got 50 states with guardians. So that's 100 million people voting for evil. Another 100 is voting for good, they think. But some of them are putting some good back. And that's their case. There is no party that the black man's party. The party belongs to the Caucasian man. Let's face it. You know, I'm going to tell the truth if you don't want me to tell the truth. Because if that's what's going to bring. That's what's going to bring. We got the current thing about us is the news media, the commercial man, the funeral director, the license stuff. How many people are making money off of us because we act like we are ego rap? We act like we are Israelites. We act like we don't have no sin. Oh, Jesus, are you coming to the church? Well, we don't be preaching about it. I don't care about what you're preaching about. If you're not doing something about it, brother deacon, brother member, if you ain't doing nothing, you know, God ain't going to bless you. He blessed those that bless themselves. He's going to start acting like you want to do something for yourself and see what God does and see what God allows. But if you do nothing, if you say, wait, oh, come back. And when he come back, he said that like that. Hang on to the work when he come back. Just say that. He said to reward you when he comes back. When he comes, he just reward you. Just reward you with that. They said that by going to work. So what do we want to know? What's that? Okay, open that ass soul salvation. And then you saw you put your feet up back. And then you sound like you can't work. No. You don't need no help to do the evil stuff. What is it that you need help to do the good stuff? Then if I don't want to do that, I'm going to start doing something against that. It's not going to change just because I'm pretty more going. No. I'll stop me there. I'll broke my way. Or any of those things. A Jeff Ford, a Mark Trump. It's not going to change. You have to be all you can do for the Lord. What the natural going to do? And this is for every man, not just for men. Every man. I'm not just the angle of power, but everybody in the state of full power. Everybody in the state of New York, New Jersey, Delaware, wherever. Everybody. It might not happen until all of us think on one accord. This is at home or at an appointment study that we all have to do. Believe it. Now you can hear me or not. You can hear me and then have a ton of deaf ear to it. It's all right. It's all right. I don't care. I'm going to keep talking. You know, the 12 more years, I'll be 100 years old. And if God will let me, I'm going to talk that 100 years. I'm going to talk all the way up to that. So you don't challenge me as I because you can't. I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be letting you know that God is all. If you disrespect God, if you turn away from God, where are you going? What kind of life can you live? And I thought, you wouldn't say, I got my phone, but you got nothing. You got nothing. You're there because God allows your breath to be in your body. If you inhale and your breath out of that body, it's just like a sack of rocks.
Y'all for
this up. They go pick on it again. So now when it comes to nothing, they call all the young people say, why? And you would know, when you look at the definition, you would know this is an animal. So they lock up the kids. The animal has to be taken. And when they allow them to get out, they still treat them like they did. They can't get down. Because they don't feel it their own dog. And that's what I'm telling you right now. We can do that. This is whatever. But we can say is that if we come together and create our own dog, they're going to stop killing people. They're going to stop asking for food. Because we're going to make sure they do that. But as long as they don't have their own dog, they got to stay at the mercy of everybody else. We got to dance by their feet. So I'm preaching a strong one every Sunday. I ain't going to do that. But by getting out doing that, that's not just my Lord Jesus said for that great thing. Who will be able to stand? To ask the question that's been asked in my 15 years of ministry, and nobody has answered it. My Lord Jesus said, that is his thing. And if that's in fact wrong, it's just right. All you have to do is just know the truth. And the truth will make you free. The truth never said in the Bible, it never said it will set you free. It said it will make you free. You go back and read. All people said set because they were bound and they wanted to be set free. But the word said make. So Paul was in jail, but he was talking about I'm free. Yeah, I'm bound, yet I'm free. He was in jail. He was walking around like everybody else. So what I'm saying is that all you have to do is make sure you look at this word. Break it down. Break it down to the soul's tongue. Then you start to know. I heard you say, it's not given to the outside to know. But those that are inside, what he meant that, it was a personalized thing. He was part of a person. And remember, after they supposed to have happened on the cross, he told Mary to tell her brothers to meet him down at the Marathon. As he went down there to convince one of his brothers that what he said or hears about was the actual truth. He was being crucified. He was being called out. Now, whether he was being dead or being done, I don't know, but he was being called out. That's another word for crucifixion. You see, he was going through that. And he told his brother as he appeared inside of the Lord's house, and I happen to know that you cannot enter that large hall unless you go to the heavy room and knock on the door, and the tile inside will allow you to come in after that fit. You go through that. I have to go. But he went and he told me, come forth from you because I'm not a ghost. That a ghost is not there, dressed in bones. He said that. So I'm just trying to point out some things that you ain't looking at. But he said that if he must have said, an extra terrestrial being, person that can appear and disappear. And he appears inside that bone. Oh. Or there's so many things that you don't know. Because your pastor or your leader is not telling you all that you need to know. I have to say that. Because he's afraid. He would tell you, but he's afraid. If he told you all the truth, he's thinking that somebody would come and get it. The men in black would be looking for him. That's the obvious. When I started talking, I said, I'm going to go from Asia to that. I know what you're thinking. But I'll be with you even until the end of the world. You said that Psalm 105:15, just like that nugget in the prophet no harm. I went out under that banner. I'm still under that banner. And God said, unless you stand out there for me to do something, I can't show them the miracles that I can do. So I'm here talking like I'm talking now because I want to show God. I'm not afraid to stand out there in the front. Let them do the miracle. People need to see the miracle. See, they don't see the miracle. Because they don't understand what a miracle is. A miracle is something that you have never seen. I've never seen. But God knows what miracle. God works the act. A miracle is not being done. That is a miracle for God. God works the act. And so he needs to make that action. He needs to make you see. And you're going to call that a miracle. He needs to make you see that. That's why I'm talking. Chosen one. My name is all around. Chosen one, Mustafa. This is all around. And so, I'm just praying that the dad used to come after me. Come after me. Now, I'm going to keep talking. You just come after me. Baby, give me the worst thing that you can give me. And then God is going to show up. I want you to do that. I need you to do that. But you want to be up in that? You can't see that. Come after me. Jump me down. You got to be up. Let me up. It's Jesus God's name. You're not going to stop. It's not going to stop. It's an energy that you cannot control. This will be going on and on and on. This will start your business to go down. It will start your family to go down. It will start your whole world around you to break down. And you'll start saying, oh, wonder what's happening with me. You know what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening with you now. Don't mess with this. Not right. Not right. Let me say. The nature of that. But you say, it's not here to fool with Mother Nature. And it's not.
It can happen.
Wait every time to stop. No every time to stop. Please every time to stop. And every time to stop. All things that you cannot stand still. You stop everything else. You cannot stop the voice of God. I'm not talking. This is the Spirit of God talking through me. Without that breath, I can stop to make you sound. Yeah, there are many people not making a sound today. They listen. They're not making a sound because they don't have the breath to do that. They have just enough breath to live. And when that breath is taken away, they're going under. But so I'm saying to you, you know, let's do this thing. We talk. We got millions followers. We got 50 million people living in one hotel. And you got 50 million people saying, oh, God's going to call me. God's going to call me. God ain't coming from nowhere. He never went nowhere. Here he is. Been here all the time. He's going to come from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Go up, still there, help us come and get my number. Talk to me. I don't know what it is that you need. In fact, I tell you, if I knew what you need, then I know how I can talk to God so that your needs will be met. But I don't want 50 million people in America to still be hungry, exhilarated, sad, killing folks, running over folks with their cars. All kinds of things. I don't want that to happen. So I won't go unless you contact me, unless you let me know. You're feeling so good now. When it goes, don't wait until it's too late. Let's call from the doctor. Oh, it ain't going to no good. Because after God has said it, there's a motion. It's not going to happen. You know, the project is already started. You know, oh, I'm leaving now. Call. No. It's going to go ahead on and do that. Maybe the next time you might be special. But this time, you're going to be next time. So don't wait up to these kind of things. That's what I'm saying. You know, if you were to call this is Chicago and ask some of these brothers around, they'd be called them to God. Yes, they know me. They know me more than Bishop Williams. Bishop Williams. Bishop Williams has been around a long time. Bishop Williams has been around a long time. So, let's do one thing. I've had about 50 dogs. I'm for the church. Well, come on. I got the door open. I had one time four different stores on one block. That was Patricia said to me, I'll let you have it for a whole year. No rent. You know, I couldn't get nobody. Not one minister, not one pastor. As you know, they said it's too busy. And so now that block is running to somebody else. The mother has said in. Got that ticket over and run it and flourish it. They don't have to stick up nobody. They don't have to contact nobody. They don't have to go on that stuff. So they don't have to be a real fun. They got a show. You find from that show. Everybody in the community finds it. Every time that we have something happening in our community and somebody is marching or somebody doesn't, you break into this show. You cause them to throw something. Waiting for somebody that, well, they got their shirt, they got, that is the wrong ideology. Huh? Who's doing that? You know who's doing it. I don't have a truth on. You know who's doing it. Ain't nobody coming from out of that community who get off of me and saying that I didn't go back to that community. So we're doing it. We allow it. And then you're playing around and what? Y'all kids come in, bring the guard, hide them under the bed, like the drugs in the house or whatever. And we say, man, I want them until something happens and then it starts fine. You go up, tell the truth. Nobody don't want to tell the truth. They just want to play around. They want to say, you want to feel people. I want to feel right. And so I'm talking to you like that person. We need to get together. You need somebody. I said to my group of people, I got three or four groups here. I am the philosopher. for. I'm not telling them nothing. But I'm the philosopher. I just talk to the man, spoke to the priest, the guy that sticks his neck out, the front man, not the point guy. I'm the guy that shoots that priest. I don't mind being that. So I tell them, you know, we have to go with that. And I did this a few times, and I looked around, and ain't nobody there but me. I'm just talking. And ain't nobody there. People don't stop playing games, you know. Yeah, yeah. I was talking about a phrase. I'm going to tell you this thing. I don't care who comes after me. I believe in God. And I believe God got my back, my side, and my trust all over me, and he's teaching me about it. I believe that. This man can speak, can receive. All things are possible. I can win. When we get together, we come together. I just told you, I laid a plan out for you. I don't care who you are. 50 million people, if 1 million of those 50 million people came together and came at one point, umbrella, $20 a month. That's $240 million. What can you do with that, Captain? Huh? North, south, and west, where you have to come from those areas. You can spend it investing in your own security, your own home, your own land. Father, what you get the land is mine for him. This is protection. That's the Lord's view. The land is mine, protection. But the devil just said that the land is his, a damn. Huh? The Lord gives it, and the government takes it away. The Lord gives it, and the government takes it away. Now, don't you think that God is going to get out of death? And you think, baby, this is why things are happening. Oh, you know, all those years back, that's always back to the 40s and so. We have had bubonic plague and all these other diseases that they happen. Why would we not have it in 2020? Because it's the same method we used before. I got to try this. That's the myth. Oh, they have left me. And we're going after the Lord. Now, I know that.
It's in the Bible. But we talk about it, but we don't do it. We talk about it. We just shout about it.
Just think about it. Watch it. Say it. Find it. Say it. But who is doing anything? And all they have to do is one place in that Bible. That second person. The seventh chapter. The 14th verse.
If you did that.
If you just did that.
Chronicles 7 chapter, and the 14th verse,
going to go. You're going to have all kinds of trials, right? All kinds of tribulations. You're going to have all of these things until that is done. Until that is done. Now, you took away the Sabbath day, and you broke all the commandments and all kinds of things, and then you know. But unless you start doing that, your land will not be healed. And if it was that the land is not healed, gradually you'll see more hundreds of thousands of people leaving here. Vaccine was not healed. Okay, that should not have no other God before you. Vaccine will not do it. All vaccines that you'll use, because vaccine will not be raised for God and put in place. Come on now. I'm telling you, I want everybody to know that. I want whoever you are, if you're capturing this on the recording, you know that. You know it for yourself. Don't worry about somebody else. Know it for yourself. God is a spirit, and that spirit can go in state anywhere. It don't have to stay no half there. Huh? It don't have to bribe no fine cars. No fuss. It's just, you know, I ain't really have a problem with my family to get dead, and I have a rumor that my oldest child was 66 and passed in last year. This year, though. Actually, it's about 4 or 5 months ago. And then my youngest child was 61. He also passed this year, a couple of months back. But what I'm trying to say to you is that I can't make you do anything. I can only tell you. That's what I'm telling you. And then when God gets ready, he don't pull the breath away. He don't pull the breath away. He pulls the breath on those here, the children of mine, and pulled the breath on my wife 7 years ago. So, you know, he's going to do it. It's just him to do it, him to deal with. You have to understand that. And the more you understand that, the better we're going to be. I just don't know what it is that you need. That's why I'm talking, because I don't know. If you talk back, if there was someone you getting back to me and asking questions about what it is you need, I might be able to get your situation. I've called the chosen one. Many times I have helped ladies and men with conditions and situations they had, just because God has told me how to tell them. It didn't cause them this. God's service, God's will. But I tell you, I can't do it if I don't know. So I'm just telling you this thing, that I'm available and able to do. Like I said, if you call me, we will come. Have God will have a missionary. We'll move to be on the way. They won't help, but they don't want to help us. So if you don't help me get to you, then I won't help people. I can't. But if you help me get to you, I will come, and we will come. And set up. When we put a rhythm, they a month, they say a month. Then that is helping you. It's to help us help you. But we can't come there and stay and take care of ourselves and chance to take this and get that chicken, and then you don't do that, we'll just sit there and look at us. No. We ain't no food. But if you set it up, you come, your situation will change. I guarantee it will change. Because sometimes you are ready. I'm not a Christian. In the United States. Anywhere in the United States. I'm not afraid to talk. And so, what I'm going to be doing is talking. I don't come to my, take my guns on my side, look around like I'm sitting in the kid, or hop along here. I'm just a man. If the word doesn't get me, if it works, but I take that word, and I was still that word. That word will tear out tall buildings. Just the other day, and it's just that flood. Now the words have went out a few times before the country. That's 1990, 2018, and 2021. The word went out that the building was in there. Somebody destroyed it. And, you know, what happened? But that's not the only time that we have been ignored. It's been ignored many times before that. Huh? And you still keep your family. Like, it ain't going to happen. Like, they ain't no God. In fact, when when you see the hands of that country not mentioning God. From this point on, God listen every day, every time you see people on the they talk about God. You know, they're going to talk about the conditions. They're going to talk about black faith. They're going to talk about insurance. These kind of things they talk about. These are commercialized things. But they will not talk about, like I said, the concerns of the civil chapter and the 14th week. If you give them that, you tell them, what the heck? This can change your situation. All you guys can start is do what he said and see what he said. You know what? The change will come. But because you're so stubborn, so stiff-thinking, it ain't happening. I tell you, when you start living, I mean really living for God. Don't just hear it. Somebody comes, people talk to me all the time. They say, oh, I got pastors. This. Hey, Bishop. Hey, Bishop. Bishop. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. All day. The country of Illinois, those people that are called, are calling themselves by the name of God. If they came together, from the one family and said, we're going to change this thing around, they would say. And they'll stay the same way. Now, they have an audience that's growing and growing. What is set out to do? It's set out to be commercial. It's set out to be a capitalist society. It's not set out to be a modern society, but a capitalistic society. It's set out to be that. And they're working hard every day to get built. Keep it going that way. They got lawyers, they got judges, they make the rules, and they say, you can't change. And they're talking about people that pay the salary are the same people. The governor of the state, you pay their salary, they tell you what you can't do and what you can't do. The president, he tells you what you can't do. If we need to pay somebody to do that, look at it. Think about it. They have to pay. Man's law. So I try to keep the peace, and I break it. Sometimes I don't break it. Sometimes I break it because it's breaking God's law, and then I ain't going to break God's law. They say don't pray in public. I pray in public. They say don't pray in the school. I pray in the school. I want you to know that before get to that, but I'll say right at the school. Because the Bible said man should always pray and not faint. Pray in season and out. This guy, I'm going to break that into my hand. Because man said, you got to be out of your mind. And I said, I hope you like to be talking to you today. I'll be talking to that man that figures he's thinking that God, and then I say, talk to him. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to let him know. Mess with me. But what the songwriter said, don't mess with Bill. I'm that Bill that you're talking about. Yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I said it. I just want to give y'all a chance to say something to somebody else. Let's say something. And if you don't say that, I don't know what you need. I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm not going to try to make you shout.
Yeah.